guys, welcome to the first official episode. Oh my gosh, it is so exciting that I get to say I have an official first episode. Now, as I've already mentioned, I adore music. So for this episode, I'm going to be reviewing some new music by some of my favorite artists. This includes Hobo Johnson and Billie Eilish and some others. I love Hobo Johnson, as most of my listeners already know, and so I'm going to be gushing about him for a minute, but I think you guys will like this episode. Without further ado, this is Thought Bubbles of the Creators, Episode 1. The first song I'm going to be going over is Hobo Johnson's Ugly Kid, featuring Elohim. I have been inspired by Elohim and her music, along with her personal image of self-love and self-growth. And for almost a year, I've been falling in love with Hobo Johnson's strong lyrics, not to mention that dazzling smile of his. Now, when I heard about this song's release 2 days ago, I was over the moon with excitement. Neither of these artists have really made it to their peak yet, so a collaboration was exactly what I didn't know I needed. It's simple, sweet, and shows a lot of emotional insecurities that many people choose not to bring up in their music, which just makes it that much better. He says in his lyrics, "You're like a summer sunset in Stockholm. I'm like being stuck in fucking Bakersfield and walking home," which I personally have a strong connection with because I've had a lot of self-hate in my whole life. I never thought I was as pretty as many of my friends, let alone those I let myself fall in love with, and I really think Frank is trying to connect his audience in that manner by explaining his lack of self-confidence, which is really cool. The second artist I'm going to be going over is Bon Iver. Now, I've been growing up with Bon Iver since I was a little kid. My mom used to play his album in the car or cleaning the house, and I love him. And seeing him still making music blows my mind every time. I really, really love his new song that he recently came out with called Hey Ma. It's so simplistic and so pretty, and the lyrics, it's hard to understand, but most of his songs are like that, where you really have to dive into the lyrics to understand what he's talking about, but it's really pretty and definitely worth a listen. I recently went to Cuba for a senior trip, which was such a cool graduation present. I downloaded so much music for this trip, I had to make sure I was completely prepared. And one of the songs that I listened to on repeat was Zanny by Billie Eilish. Now, this album's been out for a few months now, at least the whole summer, and I really, really love this album. Especially this song, though, because it takes me back to memories of when I was a kid going to family friends' parties and being the young one who sat with all the adults and pretended to be an adult, but still was just the kid, and everybody else was intoxicated and having fun, and I was just enjoying the company of adults, even though I didn't really know that they were intoxicated at the time, if they were drunk or stoned or whatever. And so listening to these lyrics just took me back to that time when I was sitting on the porch watching the smoke drift around and listening to the laughing and sinking into that moment. So this song really touched me in a way that it won't to most people, but I definitely recommend giving this a listen, including the whole album, because the whole album is just incredible. Billie Eilish is, I believe, 17, and she is so much more successful than almost any other artist right now because she has so many fans. This next artist, I have some melancholy feelings about because I was in love with someone at the same time that I started listening to him, and this guy never felt the same way about me, but of course I was 15, so stupid teenagers, right? Now, John Bellion is one of my favorite artists of all time because the stuff he talks about is real and true, and you take a moment to just sink into the way he's feeling. His music kind of tries to portray exactly what he's seeing and what he's feeling and just how his life is in that moment, and that's what I really like about it. So the song Stupid Deep, I like the lyrics, I mean, who doesn't? But what I really, really like about it is the way the music flows between the chorus and the verses and those bass drops where it just feels like you're drifting on waves. My friend and I listen to this song on repeat in his car, and he just shows me the way his waves would feel under his hands. And it just reminds me of peace and calm, and I love that song because of the energy it brings. And even though it has a sadder message, a more melancholy message, it's still peaceful to me. And that's what I really love about it. Now, if you guys haven't seen Stranger Things Season 3, please shut this episode off right now. I'm going to be talking about some spoilers, and I don't want you guys to get caught up in those spoilers and have me ruin it for you. So, okay. Now that all those people have left, we're going to talk about Stranger Things Season 3. I don't typically like when people put musicals into a TV show episode because it is portraying the musical world in somewhere that it shouldn't be belonging right in that moment, and I usually just think that they don't fit the way they should. But this is a rare case where I really enjoyed the idea that they were creating a lighthearted moment in a time of peril. These characters are being chased by a Demogorgon. They need a password to get into the safe and shut the entire facility that the Russians have built down. And in this moment of peril, Dustin has to sing Never Ending Story to get the code from his girlfriend that everybody thought wasn't actually real, which I think is so funny. So having this moment where Dustin just starts singing Never Ending Story and they start playing all this music in the background not only creates that idea of really immersing themselves in the 80s because that is where they are, but also because Stranger Things was just in this dark moment where they were all about to die, and suddenly they just start hearing a couple of people singing Neverending Story for no reason, and it's just so lighthearted and funny and goofy and pretty and romantic, and it's just so well portrayed, and I really, really enjoyed this, and I still listen to the song covered by Gaten Matarazzo over and over and over again because it's just amazing. Alright guys, with that is the end of today's episode. Now before we go, I just want to mention a couple of things. First of all, I am so excited that I have started a podcast, and I'm so excited to be able to share this with you guys. Now with that, I want you guys to be able to contact me and want to be a part of this, because I want as many guests to show up on my show as possible. I really, really want to make some episodes and learn your guys' opinions about different topics. Also, if you guys have topic ideas, you can message me any way that you feel. My Instagram handle is lux_Annette_25, and my email is rubybluejeans25@gmail.com. Now, if you guys have any questions or anything like that, feel free to talk to me. Otherwise, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.